Suddenly, and without warning, Van Arnt turned his pistol toward Juan.
No!
Van Arnt's bullet had hit Juan in his earlobe.
Don't look to the woman for directions. I'm in charge here. Now, I said for all of you to get over by the house and sit in one long row. Do it now or I'll shoot again. And next time, it won't be just an ear.
The others, galvanized by Van Arnt's cruelty in both action and words, now hurried over to sit down as ordered. Consuela reached out for Maria, intending to take her daughter with her to join the others, but Van Arnt held out his hand to stop them.
No! The little girl stays here with me. Peters!
Yeah, Van Arnt?
See what the hell is keeping that Mexican I sent after the horses. You should have both of them saddled and out here by now.
Peters started toward the barn, then stopped.
Here it comes now.
Looking toward the barn, Sally saw Carlos leading two saddled horses. One was hers, and the other was from the string that they kept for temporary cowboys. Carlos walked up to Van Arnt and tried to hand him the reins.
Don't give them to me, you stupid Mexican. I'm not riding that horse.
Van Arnt waved for Peters to come over and take the reins. Carlos started toward his wife and child.
Just a minute, you.
Carlos stopped.
Your name is Carlos, isn't it?
Si, senor.
Well, Carlos, is there anything you want to tell me?
I do not understand.
Oh, you understand, all right. Did you hide something on this horse?
Carlos didn't answer. Van Arnt walked over to Sally's horse. First, he checked the saddlebags. Then he began running his hand around the blanket, then around and under the saddle itself.
Well, now, what do we have here?
Van Arnt pulled out a derringer and held it up for all to see.
You hid this here, didn't you, Carlos?
Carlos remained silent.
You hid this gun under the saddle blanket, didn't you, Carlos?
Si, senor.
What did you say? Come on, let me hear it. Let everyone hear it. Did you hide this gun under the saddle blanket?
Si, senor. I hid the gun under the blanket.
Yeah. That's what I thought you said, you sneaky son of a bitch.
Van Arnt looked over at Sally, his widening smile making a large dark scar across a face that was as white as if it had been coated with flour.
Well, my dear, you are to be commended for inspiring such loyalty as has been demonstrated here. The Mex here tried to sneak this pistol to you even though he was well aware that if he got caught doing it, he could be killed. That is right, isn't it, Carlos? You did understand, did you not, that if you tried to give your mistress this gun, that you could be killed?
Si, senor.
Well, that is very brave of you, Carlos. You knew it could get you killed, but you did it anyway. You have my respect for that.
Gracias, senor.
I congratulate you on your courage, Carlos. But you've just made it clear to all of us that you knew the danger of doing such a thing.
Van Arnt, leave him alone. Whatever bone you have to pick is with me or my husband. None of my employees are part of this. Neither is this girl.
Oh, but Carlos made himself a part of this when he tried to sneak this gun to you. And I think it is very important that everyone understand that he knew exactly what he was doing, just so there will be no misunderstanding over what I must do now.
Okay.
You son of a bitch!
Van Arnt put his foot into the stirrup, then swung up into the saddle of his horse.
Kano, get Mrs. Jensen and the other woman onto their horses. It's time for us to leave this place.
Gladly.
Kano grabbed Sally and pulled her over to her horse. Because her arms were tied to her sides, she couldn't get mounted without help, so Kano lifted her foot into the stirrup, then put his hand on her butt and pushed her into the saddle.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised, but what you sort of enjoyed my hands playing around on your ass like that.
You can go to hell.
No, I am sure I will go to hell.
Kino turned to Lucy.
Now, little lady, it's your time. But don't worry. I promise to be gentle.
No, please. Why do you want me to go with you? Leave her alone. Van Arnt, I beg of you, leave the girl here. She has no part of this.
You stay out of this. Look here, girlie. You either come with us like I'm telling you to, or I will personally shoot you dead and leave you behind. It's up to you. Which shall it be?
I'll come with you.
I thought you might see it my way.
By the time Sally and Lucy were mounted, the men who were riding with Van Arnt were mounted as well.
Now, Mrs. Jensen, you and the girl here will do everything we ask of you without giving us any trouble. If you don't, I will kill the girl first, then I will kill you. And just to show you that I'm serious, here's a little demonstration of how serious I am.
From the saddle, Van Arnt pointed not the Derringer, but his own pistol at Maria.
No! My God, Van Arnt, please, no!
I hope this gets your husband's attention.
Sally, who had been shocked into silence by the enormity of Van Arnt's crime, did not answer.
Let's go!
With the two women as their prisoners, the group rode away from the ranch house. As best she could, with her restraints, Sally twisted around in her saddle to look back at the grisly scene they were leaving behind them. Tears streaked down her cheeks as she saw the crumpled form of the little girl.